Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, here we are. Hi, everybody. We're back on the air. Zoe, should food ethics be taught in school alongside nutrition? Oh, that's an interesting question. Food ethics, like, I would think that that's like against factory farming is what I would teach in school.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think that would be great. I think the more we can talk about food and have it enter the conversation. Right now, we don't talk about food really at all.
Are your kids in school yet?
My two-year-old's in preschool.
Because, you know, you're going to have to look at what they give them for lunch in school.
I pack her lunch.
But, like, in schools, don't they?
I'll pack her lunch, still. She likes carrots and pickles and stuff like that.
But not broccoli.
She likes broccoli in the garden.
In the garden.
Yeah, as long as she picks it. I make her go out and pick it.
Can't pack the garden. Lunch. Put the whole garden in the bag. Rick Wilson, why do religious fundamentalists give Trump a pass on behavior that they otherwise condemn?
Well, it's in the Book of Poontang, verse 7.
Book of Poontang.
And it says, thou shalt allow the Donald to fuck porn stars and let him get away with it. Imagine a giant Mount Everest-sized pile of hypocritical bullshit, and that's where they are on the peak of that mountain.
I had forgotten that word, poontang.
Well, there you go.
It sounds
like
Indian.
The 90s.
There was a shrine, the Poontang Shrine here in New Delhi, I would be very... is there a lack of media attention on how the ongoing Russian bot social media deaths will impact our midterm elections? Heck yes. Right?
No,
it's an ongoing... That's the thing that, you know, if you're going to shut down the government, again, how about the fact that... Forget the last one. They're not fighting the ongoing war that's happening now.
To be fair, I think there's been a big change this week. One of Roe's really fine colleagues, Congressman Schiff from California.
Yes, sure.
Adam Schiff, supported by our senator, Senator Feinstein, wrote a letter to the big three, to Facebook and Twitter, saying you have got to do something about the ongoing Russian manipulation, because there was a thing relative to this, the Devin Nunes conspiracy. And the reality is that this is a huge issue. I mean, we have to recognize that there is a structural problem in our democracy in that we have a lot of people who believe things that are demonstrably not true. Roughly a third of the population, roughly 25% on the right. And there's more on the right than on the left simply because Fox News was out there for a long time creating its own filter bubbles. And so when the Russians came in, it was just a lot easier to create disarray by focusing on the right than it was on the left. But they're all the people who, you know, the anti-vaxxers and the people who believe in contrails and all that stuff. So it's not like there aren't anybody on the left. They're on both sides. And when people are in that state of mind, if they're like people or bots who act like people, who say, oh, by the way, you should also believe this, you're going to believe those people. It's like a cult. And we need Facebook to contact every person touched in 2016. By Russian interference and explain to them, hey, you're an American. This was done to our country by a hostile...
Contact every single person.
No, it's actually, they have the email address for every single one of those people. They know every single time they were touched. They have massive databases of all of this stuff. And fortunately, we have members of Congress, and Roe is one of them, who understand that these issues are not about left and right. Even if you like the outcome of the last election, you're not going to like the next one.
Roe, do you think your no-PAC caucus will grow in the coming years? Well, tell us what it is first.
No-PAC caucus just means you don't take any money from corporate PACs or lobbyists.
Like Bernie did.
There's seven of us in Congress who have that. And I'll tell you why it's going to grow. Because when you have a Congress that isn't acting on policies that 84% of the Americans support under the Dreamers, or isn't acting on Medicare for All, which has 80% support, or is acting to repeal net neutrality when net neutrality has 90% support, something is wrong.
Yes.
And what's wrong is the influence of money.
And yet, Trump didn't spend nearly the money Hillary did, and he won.
No, and Roger has insights on partly...
And that's partly why.
He got an in-kind expenditure from Vladimir Putin, so...
Yeah, but it's not all about money. In fact, sometimes money can work against you. You know, Hillary bought a million ads. People get sick of those ads. Trump was smart. He didn't advertise till the end.
Yeah.
You know, people see the same ad every day for 2 months in those markets. We don't get it here in California because it's a done deal. We don't see ads. We're not in play. But, you know, in Illinois or wherever the battleground states are, you see them all the time. You come to hate that person. They're just, the ad plays too much.
But a presidential race is a little bit different because you get to come on things like Bill Maher and other things. Everyone knows who you are. When you're running for Congress and no one knows who you are, I mean, probably no one knew who I was till I came on this show.
No,
and you know, you got to raise money. And the problem is that when you raise money, you're beholden to those interests. So it's a huge issue.
Okay. Is the fact that liberals, this is for you, Michelle, aren't willing to demonize right-wing media to the extent the right does with the media one of the reasons they lose the messaging war? I don't. It's too long a question.
I mean, I think
I nodded off in the middle of it, but
I think that basically you have the right has waged this systematic assault right on the very idea that there can. I mean, it's kind of postmodern, right? They've waged this assault on the idea that there can be objective truth, that you can believe anything you see in the quote-unquote mainstream media, right? They haven't demonized the left-wing media. They've demonized whatever used to provide. A kind of common source of information and a common source.
The war on knowing things.
Right. And
they don't want us to know.
I don't know
things.
That it really would help for liberals to go out and say that, you know, Sean Hannity, I mean, everyone should say Sean Hannity sucks, but it doesn't really.
I think it would actually reinforce this sense of
persecution,
of,
right?
Of persecution and of inferiority that drove a lot of lesser educated Republican voters into the arms of Fox and Rush Limbaugh. They were told, "You're smart too." You know,
but that's the catch 22. You can't say you're stupid,
right?
But then they keep acting stupid.
Yeah, that,
you know,
they're not stupid except for all the behaviors and beliefs that are promulgated by Sean Hannity.
That's right. All right, let's go have some broccoli. Thank you, everybody.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.